97.
As we put mental health under the microscope this month, experts say many of us have the wrong idea about what someone with a substance abuse problem actually looks like. Hot 1027 News is roping in the experts to give us valuable insight into what people are doing to cope and how we can help. Hot 1027's Tara Penny has more.
We often don't realize that it's the person next to us in the line at the supermarket, at work, the bosses, whoever you're dealing with. A lot of people are very, very good at hiding their substance use issues. And so they really do just look like you and me.
Megan Gonzalez is the crisis line manager at Netcare Keso, SA's largest group of private mental health facilities. She says many of us have the wrong idea of what a drug addict looks like. Sadly, these misconceptions are getting in the way of treatment.
And I think that's part of what stops people from seeking help, is that kind of perception of, oh, no, I mean, I just have an alcohol problem. I shouldn't be admitted with people who are doing heroin. But the core of an addiction is exactly the same.
Kerry Corlett is a locum pharmacist at Morningside Dispensary. She says many people see prescription drugs as a less risky way to escape.
People think because it's over-the-counter, it's safer, and so it's a very slippery slope, and people can easily get themselves into cycles.
Jackie Maiman is CEO of the Independent Community Pharmacy Association. She says many patients are in serious denial.
They justify it. They really do not see that they've got a problem. They do not consider themselves drug addicts. We need to change that narrative because they're not drug addicts. They have a substance abuse problem. It's an illness, and that illness stems from a mental illness.
John Flismas calls himself a reformed comedian. As a recovering addict, he says we need to get away from false judgments.
So we label people like an addict's got to look like track marks, homeless, toothless. They are in boardrooms. They are fixing school lunches. They are all over.
Anyone wanting to reach out for help can contact SADAG's 24-hour call center. Tara Penny, Hot 1027 News.
Hot 1027.